Popping today, man. We've got some stuff for you. Yes, we do. Hey, I want to say happy Monday to Migraine and Knowledge already in the chat room. Some of these guys already. And I hope the rest of y'all, man, because like I said before, we got some things ready to get hot around here. You know what I mean? Oh, man, we got a great show planned for you today. That we do. We're going to talk a little bit about the embassy closing. Charlie Rangel, been in Congress for 43 years, and his little comments that have stirred up a little controversy lately. We're going to talk about that. The mayor of San Diego, 10th woman, has come out. All right, about his sexual harassment. And then, y'all, we also going to get a little talk in today about a test tube burger. And y'all worried about, if y'all not worrying about what you're eating, you better begin to. And those are some of the things we're going to talk about. Of course, being the Soapbox Monday. You know what? Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to get that in too, hopefully. So y'all just go on and sit back, relax, and get ready for a good show. Go on and grab that cup of wine, that glass of wine, some water, some tea, your shot of old turkey, whatever else you want to grab hold of. Because you know what? We got a show for you, and we ready to rock and roll. It's Monday. Woo! Thank the Lord for another day. Oh, man, I tell you. I hope everybody had a good weekend, because my weekend was the bomb diggity. That's right. Anytime I get to relax and just chill, it's always a good weekend for me. I'm just saying. Oh, but anyway, so what's going on out there? Hope everybody did what they needed to do over the weekend, rejuvenated and had a little bit of fun, because, oh, man. Man, you know what? I'll tell you, sometimes you just get to thinking about some things when you're just sitting by yourself. And I came to the conclusion that I have the best listeners in the world. And I really can say the world, being that I'm on the internet, because you know what? They always keep me on my toes, and I love that part about them. You know, I owe a couple of people a couple of visits to a lot of things, but to their pages and things like that. But I'll get to them, y'all. I haven't forgotten. But I want to say thank y'all for supporting the show and making it what it is today. But y'all, you know what? We got another level to take it to, so let's get busy with making it go do what it do, baby. Oh, my goodness. All right. So anyway, let's see. What are we going to talk about first? First things we're going to do, as we always, we're going to go on and get the house rules out. It's Monday, so, you know, we always got to kick them house rules out real fast. so everybody understand the situation. Now, if you want to call the show today and be a part, you know, get your little two cents in on the air, that's no problem. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Now, if you don't feel like talking, you know, we do have a chat room. One thing you have to do, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And, hey, just log in, whatever social media site you're using, and join the conversation in the chat room. Man, I'm telling you, that conversation in the chat room be off the chain sometimes. We may be talking about one thing, and they be on a whole different level in the chat room. But you're always guaranteed to learn something. That's for dang on sure. Now, if you don't want to join this chat room, and you just still want to be a part of the conversation, just send it to ericletstalk@gmail.com. And as I receive them, I read them on the air. I have no problem with that. Understand? Now, if you just want to hang out and listen, no problem. You can do that as well. Or go to the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. And leave comments there. And after the show, I check them out and see what you got going on. If you want to drop a topic down, go ahead. I do that too. I'm multifaceted here. Just like my listeners, you know, multifaceted. You know, we can talk about anything. That's what I love about this show. There's no limit on what we talk about. And when I say there's no limit, there's no limit. Just certain words that will not be said on the show. Oh. And with that, that's a good segue right into the what? The house rules. The house rules are as follows. Of course, we do encourage everyone to call in and give their point of view. We have no problem with that. We love to hear your point of view, because sometimes your point of view may shed light on a different shade of light on a subject no one else may have thought about. So we encourage all, you know, dialogue and comments and opinions. We do. We love that. But when you do call in, please respect everybody else's time to speak. Yes, y'all, I know I have some individuals that kind of miss that boat sometimes, but it's okay. The regulars know I got a trigger finger. And it's getting kind of itchy lately, so I can control that part. I'm worried about that, you know. And don't, you know, when you do call in, you get on the air, please, no 10, 15-minute dissertations, you know, because we have a two-hour show, okay, and we like to get as much in as we can, okay? So, you know, make your comments short and to the point as possible. You know, I know some of y'all, you know, y'all used to giving speeches and things like that. So we would ask that you politely condense them into the proper length so we can go ahead and do what we do, hear what you got to say. All right. And, of course, the big one that I do not like and I do not tolerate, there would be no drama. If you have drama from another show, leave it on the other show. We don't do drama on this one. And no personal attacks. You can attack what they said. You can attack the topic. Heck, you can attack yourself if you want to, but do not attack anybody else on this show. We don't do that here. And if by chance you get an itch to do that, you may want to mute yourself. It's better you mute yourself than I mute you. Hey, I'm just putting it out there. Okay? Now, of course, if anyone violates any of the house rules, you know, I would deal with you accordingly. And I'm not even going to say deal with you. I'm going to handle you. I'm not going to deal with you. I'm going to handle you. You know, I have certain ways of doing that. I give you some chances, but it's up to you. After so many chances, you know, you have been eliminated. I'm just putting it out there. So y'all understand what I'm talking about. All right. So those are the house rules. Please abide accordingly, and we will have us a good time. So what's going on, my peoples? Yeah. Now, before we get to the quote of the day and the song of the day, you know, here in Texas, the capital city of Austin, Texas, you know, recently there was another, quote-unquote, police black citizen shooting, okay? Now, everybody's up in arms because they say the detective, shot this guy, you know, in cold blood, what have you. Now, here's the situation. The detective was told by the bank people that this guy was had tried to defraud, you know, defraud the bank, what have you. Well, the detective was there on another call, and bank officials let him know that. So he went to approach the black man. The guy was 34 years old, so this wasn't a teenager. Okay, and basically what happened was, once the detective asked him a question, the guy got up and took off running. So the detective chased him. Okay, so after the chase, they got into a scuffle under a bridge. Now, this is a 34-year-old man that this guy's wrestling with. Well, in the process of the struggle going on, the guy got shot in the back of the neck. Now, the cop has said that basically what happened was he pulled his weapon out to subdue the guy, and as he was losing his balance, the gun went off and shot the guy in the back of the neck. Okay. Now, of course, we have local NAACP and a whole bunch of other people calling on the federal government to come down and investigate the Austin Police Department and come and do this and come and do that. When is this going to stop, y'all? When is it going to stop? Now, I know somebody said, there you go again. I'm not taking up for the police officer. I'm not for killing. Because anytime anyone gets killed, it's not a good thing. Anytime there's a loss of life, that's never good. However, you know, yeah, I'm not understanding. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. I'm trying to be calm today on this one. Because, you know, when you get up and do certain things, you bring suspicion on yourself. Running from the police is never a good thing, whether you're innocent or not. Running gives you, even more suspicion on you. Understand what I'm saying? And once again, we go back to the same thing we talked about last week. You know, educate our individuals. You know, let's educate our kids, man. I mean, this was a grown man, 34 years old. So I don't know what his process of thinking was at the time, but we got to let our kids know certain things you just don't do when confronted by a police. I don't care what state, what city, country you in. You just do certain things. Now, everybody say, well, he shouldn't have shot him. Now, being a veteran, a former veteran and a part of a few scrimmages myself, you know, it's one thing for someone to sit back on the side and say, well, you could have did this and you could have did that. But until you're in that situation yourself, until you have to make that split second decision, whether it's you or them, you can't make any decisions. You can't say what you would or would not do. But apparently we are so high and mighty to where we don't realize, we forget that part of it. We really do. Sometimes we just need to sit back, think about some things before we get all up in an uproar about it. I mean, that's just my point of view on that subject. Once again, I'm not advocating police killing young black men. I'm not advocating police killing anyone. A black cop killing a white man. I'm not advocating any of that. But what I am advocating is the education of our people to where they understand certain actions calls for certain reactions. It's just that simple. It's not that hard. But we make it hard, and then we have the race baiters, you know, that want to come in and start a whole bunch of mess. Why is that? And prime example, y'all remember the story? Oh man, it was a few years ago where what happened? Well, the black girl accused all those lacrosse players in North Carolina of raping her, right? I know y'all remember that. That's been a while ago. Well, come to find out, of course, it was proven that she had lied. And nobody had raped her. Okay? Now, and you know what the bad part about this was? Who you think she had up there advocating advocating her innocence, and this was a disgrace. And by Al Sharpton, he was right there. Now, a Virginia judge, her name was Tawana Brawley. Yeah. Now, a Virginia judge has ordered her pay to be garnished so she can pay this boy back that won a suit against her. Yes. Yeah. Now, she works at a little job, and they have ordered the job to garnish her pay. Well, guess what, y'all? I think since the race baiters, in this instance, Mr. Al Sharpton was there standing on a podium winner, taking her side, I feel that he should have to put in a little bit too on that. Don't you think so? That is only fair. That is only fair. And maybe that'll teach them a lesson about hopping up there every time somebody says something happened that really didn't happen. And getting stuff started that you need to. Okay. I don't know what that was, y'all. Boy, I'm telling you, I got stuff starting here. I don't even know what's going on. But anyway, that was my take on that. So basically what I'm saying is let's leave this stuff alone, okay? Now, I see Migraine is talking about players being suspended in baseball because of their little drugging or whatever. Migraine, to be honest with you, I give a less about baseball, especially them kids that them not that. That is nothing nobody don't know. Everybody know them players taking drugs because they're getting bigger, faster, and better. Now, some of it's natural, but some of them is drug-aided. So I really don't care. I don't. And the majority of Americans don't care. These guys are making $100 million and all that good stuff. So it's not really going to hurt them as you think. You know? Okay. So what? The owners are going to still keep making money. The game's going to continue to go on. And somebody else is going to find another way to beat the drug test. So why are we getting upset about that? I'm just saying. No, yes, baseball. See, I still don't see that one name up there yet, do I? Do two of them for violin. Okay. So, I mean, I really, man, whatever. You know, when they went out Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens the way they did and the stuff they did to them guys, I really don't care. I love, you know, I used to follow baseball a little bit. I don't follow it at all right now. I really could care less. I don't. Now Latinos are getting taken advantage of. Oh. Well, you know what, my grain? Oh, well. You know, I'm not even going there with that one. All right. Anyway, drugs are bad, but when you're getting paid that much money and you have that much pressure on you, sometimes you have to do what you think is right. Now, we used to have a saying in the military, and I used to tell my soldiers this all the time, and it's a simple statement, and if everybody who's getting paid by somebody would think about this when they before they did it, they would maybe reconsider. And here it is. Do what your pockets can afford. It's just that simple. Do what your pockets can't afford. That's all I'm saying. You know what, Migraine? If it was happening to blacks, I'd be screaming about it. Not necessarily. You know, I would not be screaming about it. So, like I said before, you do what your pockets can afford. You know, them taking their drugs for the sport they're playing, that's their business. Okay? Only thing I can do is make sure my child, if he decides to play, if he's playing sports, that he's not on any. You know, these are grown men. They've been playing this sport for a long time. They know the do's and they know the do's and the don'ts or what they're doing. Like I say, okay, so they find out. I guarantee you there's someone else out there that's going to come up with another way to beat this thing. It's simple. All right, so, you know, there's some things, you know, there's an old saying that the old folk used to have. It's simple. You know, choose your battles, man. And this is not a battle that's even concerning me. So, you know, these guys making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. Oh, well, hopefully they save some money to go through this suspension. You know, it's all a basic employee anyway. Somebody got pissed off because they didn't get their money, so they decided to tell on everybody. Ooh, wow, wow. This is a story of the world, man. Story of the world. Okay, so it happens all over the world, but today it's a black. See, Migraine, you're missing my point here. My point, I am not saying crying about a black guy getting killed. What I'm crying about is we're the education part of the whole process. We need to start teaching all the kids, all the people, how to react when it comes to the policeman. That's what I'm saying. It's not about black, white, whatever. Some people make it seem that way, but it's not. What I'm talking about is stop doing stuff to make yourself, put yourself in positions to where the police have to take certain actions against you. That's what I'm saying. Of course, everything gets publicized because usually it's black individuals or Latinos or Mexicans. Huh. But it's just as many white folk out there doing the same thing. But you're not going to hear about that because it's not newsworthy, okay? So don't tell me what I'll be crying about, okay? All right. Hood, I see you out there. Benny, thank you for joining us today. All right, y'all. Enough of me talking with Migraine right now. You know, because Migraine have you blowing a gasket. You'll be careful sometimes. All right, let's get to the quote of the day. Quote of the day is easy, simple, and to the point. When you choose to see the good in others, you end up finding the good in yourself. Remember that, Migraine. I'm gonna say that. Just this quote is guaranteed to Migraine. It's dedicated to Migraine today. When you choose to see the good in others, you end up finding the good in yourself. All right, Migraine. That's the quote of the day, and that's just for you, because you always seem to be grouchy on Mondays for some reason. Well, every day, as Benny say. Anyway, all right, y'all. Ooh, hey, today is Monday. I know some of y'all get the blahs and the blues on Monday, right? Well, I got something to guarantee to pep you up a little bit, make you feel a little good, make you stomp your feet, dance a little bit, even go and find you some parachute pants. You know what I mean? So without further ado, man, we're going to go on and get on with the song of the day. And here it is, y'all, the Monday Mix. See y'all in a minute.
these neighbors.
They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna, they live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, think and they celebrate.
That was your Monday mix. Too legit to quit. And what? Adam's family. Amla's family. All right. Y'all know who that was. That parachute man himself, Mr. MC Hammer. Oh, is he Reverend MC Hammer now? I don't know. But heck, that was in his days when he was dancing around with the Atlanta Falcons and all them other folks. San Francisco 49ers and all them. But hopefully that got you kind of up and popping a little bit. All right. So, first thing we're going to talk about today, let's talk about these 19 embassy closings. U.S. embassy closing. State Department says posts in 19 countries to remain closed. All right. So, our government has uncovered certain dates and the scope of the operations and chatter about possible Al-Qaeda activity. So, as a precaution, we closed 19 embassies. Yeah, in countries like Egypt, Jordan, Libya, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait, to name a few. Even in Africa, Madagascar, Burundi, Rwanda, Mauritius. Yeah, you know, wow. Now, they reopened some posts in Kabul, Afghanistan, and Baghdad, but, you know, they closed 19 others. Why is that? Why is that? Is this a legitimate? Now, it's interesting because you both have Republicans and Democrats on both sides saying these are legit. I mean, they have seen it and they believe it's happening for real. There's a possibility. You know, now some are saying that this is a way for the government to make up for the NSA investigation that's going on by proving that there's a reason that the NSA needs to listen to our conversations and the things of that nature. What y'all think about that? Is this a real ploy? Is this another, as you say, false flag? Or is this legit? Is this a real legit warning? Now, needless to say, Interpol, which, you know, is out of France, they issued warnings also. So, you know, does that make it even a little bit more credible? I think it may. You know, let's see. Interpol has issued a global security alert in connection with suspected al-Qaeda involvement in recent prison escapes, including those in Iraq, Libya, and Pakistan. Huh. Now, here's the thing. If that's the case in Iraq, why did we reopen our embassy in Baghdad? Why is that? Oh, I forgot. They already been there, right? They already broken that prison, Al-Agaba, whatever it's called, Al-Bigray. I'm telling you, man. Is this real? Do you know who believes in false flags? Crazy people. Oh, that's what it is, my grain. So this is legit then. This is not a false flag. This is not something made up by the government to cover up the NSA problem they're having right now, correct? And all the other spy information that's being leaked or released at this time. You know, they're not making it seem like it's a legitimate thing. Okay, my grain is on one of the most special kicks. I think he's really taking on his he's really taking on that coke he's snorting today. Man, I tell you, I don't know, y'all. I kind of have to believe this is legit on this one here. I don't think this is far-fetched or a false flag. I think there's actually a legitimate chance that some terrorism acts have been planned. Of course, that's every day, though. You know, so what makes these more important than others? Some say, well, it's good. It's better to be safe than sorry. I agree. You know, if it's going to save lives regardless. But as I said Friday, also, you know, hey, let the enemy know you're on to them so they can just back down and wait for another day, right? Okay, we stopped it this time because they knew, thanks to our media and all this other stuff we done put out. But it's interesting. I don't know if it's a false flag or not. You close some embassies, you open some embassies, and then you give a global travel alert. But if I'm not mistaken, it really doesn't matter. If they want to hit you, they're going to hit you. Radical Muslim Islam is like that. Now, don't get it twisted, y'all. I didn't say all Islam. I said radical. You know, there is a difference. There is the crew that don't care about dying and don't mind taking people out when they go. That's not all Islam. That's the radical side of the house. Okay? That side of the house, not even the dang on regular Muslims agree with. So, I'm just saying. All right? So y'all stop that before y'all get that rumor started. I didn't say all Islam was radical. I didn't say all Islam are terrorists. I did not say that. Okay? Heck, my best friend is a Muslim. When I can catch up with him. But anyway, look, I'm just putting it out there, man. And apparently on both sides of the house, they believe that these threats are serious and for real. So everybody is on board with this one. Ooh, imagine that. Everybody finally agreed on one thing. And you can be guaranteed that won't last long. Okay? All right. Enough of that. You know, hopefully, you know, nobody gets hurt. And after this week, you know, we can reopen our embassies and everything and go back, you know, to almost as normal. Because I think they should always keep some kind of security tight there. Because you just don't want to Leave our countrymen out there butt naked with their ass hanging in the wind. All right, let me bring a call in because the phone lines are open. Yes, Mr. Lowe, happy Monday to you.
Brother. Happy weekend. My weekend was full of work. How about yourself?
Oh, my weekend was full of enjoyment.
That must be nice. And so what are you talking about right now specifically?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to know this closing of the U.S. embassies over this weekend and for the rest of the week. Was it a false flag or was it actually legitimate? Now, being that we have both sides of the aisle saying, you know, they have looked at it and they believe it's true, then I was just wondering. I say it's better to err on caution than to not pay any attention and you know, have another disaster happen.
Man,
course,
they
that's
caused,
just what I'm saying.
They caused the problems. They caused the problems. So, hey, come on now. Hey, let's be for real about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, hey, look at any quote-unquote terrorist attack that's ever happened in the United States or hell abroad for that matter. I mean, they've had their hands in some kind of way. I don't care anything about the deniability clause, but let's just be realistic, man. Let's take the gloves off here for a second. I mean, this country is a dirty, stinking, filthy pig's pen.
Mm-hmm.
And so could we ever put it above killing, I mean, its own citizens, if you want to call them that? Now,
no.
Exactly. Now, I know that you are a learned person of the scripture. Now,
mm-hmm.
according to your scripture and mine, the King James Version always, unless you're going to Hebrew, anytime there was a mentioning of a government was mentioned as evil in some sort of or some kind of way.
Correct.
I mean, so what's supposed to have changed about that?
Well, nothing has changed about it.
Exactly, except the perception. People now perceive some senators and congressmen as, I mean, they're just like superstars or celebrities or whatever, you know. You know, they write books, they go on tours, and they go and do all these speeches and everything and get paid well just for that. And, you know, they have all types of security when this person should be accessible to me whenever I need them for something because
mm-hmm.
they serve me. But I got to, you know, take a number, basically. So, you know.
Take a number.
Yeah.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. Anytime you read the word beast in the Bible, it's referring to the government. Just
now,
check it
out. Okay. All right. Well, I thought it had a more, I guess, the government. I guess that's a perception that we can use if you want to say that. In that case, we can use Supreme's favorite saying, you know, the devil. You know what I'm talking about, too. So, I mean, it's the same connotation if that's what you want to use. Understand
well,
what I'm saying?
And more closely in Revelations, it's referring to nothing but government.
Right.
Absolutely. I do believe, and I mean, who else? I mean, did the government send us to Iraq and other places, or did who sent us to these places? Did a beast send us, or did the government send us? Did the government bomb other countries?
Look. If we use your example, then yes, the beast did send us. Because the beast was the head of the government. Yeah.
Right.
All right, then. All right. Don't be playing with me today, man. It's Monday.
I'm not playing. I'm just putting it out there. I mean,
All right.
What it is, man.
Yeah, we're going to look at it for what it is.
Because
I'm going to get to something else that's a little bit more, you know, but I want to say, so basically you think this thing here is a false flag or you think it's legit?
I think it's in-house. They all in-house.
Okay, just to cover up, you know, the situation with the NSA and the listening devices and all that good stuff, so they had to make something
mm-hmm.
to use as a smoke screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's a point of view there, y'all. I think it may actually be legit for a change, but who knows? I think they're just trying to. It may be a smoke screen at the same time, but I think they're trying to get some legitimacy to why they need to listen to our phone calls and to my show and all these things.
I heard that. I might ought to stop calling in because you may have one of them boys in the black suits right there beside you right now. Yeah, that's them.
No, dude. Hey, they wouldn't be sitting next to me. That's for dang on sure.
Come on.
But anyway, hold on. Let me bring Mr. Knowledge in today. Okay, in two. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Mr. Talk? What's going on, Lo?
What's happening, Mr. Knowledge? What's up with your breath?
Man, just another day in paradise.
Yep. Well, so what's on
but
your mind?
But you know, the beauty of the war on terror is that it's a fictitious enemy, not in the sense that it doesn't exist, in the sense that it's not a standing army. It's not something that's visible. So it gives you an excuse to do just about anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's almost like it's an invisible warrior. So you can create it anytime you want to, whether it's there or not.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And that's the whole beauty of it. And that was the whole point. And you know, when the towers went down, and what was the first thing that we heard when the towers went down? The very first thing, this is an act of terrorism. Right?
Uh-huh.
That was the very first thing that said. And you'll notice that in government, you guys were talking about government, you notice that in government, when they keep saying either the same phrase or the same words over, how many times did we hear the term weapons of mass destruction?
Mm-hmm. They have to burn it into your mind, basically.
Exactly. To the point of even though they didn't find one bullet, everybody was okay with it. Because we had heard it. We had heard it so much. Yeah, the majority of people were okay with it. Yes, they were.
That's true. That's true. And they made it.
Majority of people were okay.
Well, let me put it this way. The ones of us that had went to Saudi the first time, we knew better. But, of course, you know,
I understand that, Mr. Talk. But you guys, but see, when you look at the population as an aggregate whole, anytime you have dissenters, that usually accounts for no more than 10% of the population.
10%, if that, exactly, Lo.
Mm-hmm. So the establishment is okay with 10% of 300 million people having knowledge of what's going on. What they're focused on is those 90% that got the blinders on or got their heads in the sand like ostriches.
Ah.
Right? That's what they're focused on.
Right. Okay. All right. Those when you get the flag wavers coming in and propaganda
exactly.
And all that good stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Right.
I love this country. I love my country. Man, my country. And the only thing that I can say is my country don't love me.
Imagine that. Look at me.
Okay, now I can't sit here and pledge allegiance to something that pledges no allegiance to me. I can't do it.
Oh, Lord.
And then the next question is, well, if you don't like it here, go somewhere else. Well, you know what? You ain't from here either. So if I need to go, that means everybody in this sumbitch need to go.
I'll go with that.
You'll go with that?
I'll go with that, of course.
Because that's the first thing people always want to throw up in your face when you point out the deficiencies. Like Lo was saying, you know, government is just like, and like I was saying, the whole thing, man, it's more corrupt now. It's bigger. It's more pervasive. And they don't even try to hide what they do now. They're just blatant with it. They just blame
right.
with it. Here's what we're going to do. Love it or leave it. You know?
Right.
And you just stuck with it. Isn't Thomas Jefferson the one who said that there needs to be a revolution every 10 years? Don't sit there and let people sit in office. He wasn't just talking about the president. He was talking about all facets of government. Don't just sit there and let people sit in office for an endless amount of time. That breeds corruption.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because I got another topic I want to talk about. Speaking of sitting somewhere and alone for a long time, let's talk about Representative Charlie Rangel, who's been in Congress for 43 years.
Yep.
43 years, man. That's older than some folks.
Yeah, wow. That's older than I am. I mean, he hadn't done a damn thing up there.
Yeah. Well, look, check that's this good. Out, though. Michelle Bachmann, you know, since we've been on this racial kick lately, you know, about blacks and whites. Well, apparently Michelle Bachmann wants him to apologize for calling what she says, calling the Tea Party a bunch of white crackers. Now, I'm just saying, she says, and that she's not by herself. There's a lot of conservatives that are really upset, even black conservatives. I forgot to load the clip, but I wanted to hear this one black sister talking about it. They are really upset. They say that is just outlandish, it's racist, and what have you. So, and here's my thing. Should he be required to apologize for using that? But before I do, I'm going to read his exact statement. What he actually said. Now, I think it may have been taken out of context. I don't know. But here it is. He was asked, what is happening? He said, what is happening in sabotage terrorists can't do it better than what the Republicans are doing. Then he was asked about Tea Party. And he said, the Tea Party defeat them the same way segregation was beating. It is the same group we faced in the South with those white crackers and the dogs and the police. They don't care about how they looked. It was just fierce indifference to human life. That accused America to say enough is enough. That caused America to say enough is enough. I don't want to use it, and I don't want to see it, and I am not a part of it. What the hell if you have to bomb little kids and send dogs out against human beings? Give me a break. Now, that was his statement. That was his statement. You know, so is that statement right there racist? Is that a racist statement? Oh, exactly. Was it taken out of context? And they just jumped in on the cracker part of it and say, oh, that's something else we can jump on to keep race, you know, the race fight going
race
on.
Baiting. It was taken out of context, man. I mean, you know, it's just the same thing as last week when I said, when I stood on one side of the table with the Trayvon Martin situation and Kat stood on the other side. I mean, it's just what it is. So, I mean, hey, in all honesty, there are a lot of white people, regardless of what you show them, they will never understand black people or black situations in this country. They will never even think that there are black situations in this country, regardless of what you show them or what you tell them or what they know you've been through. And on the flip side of that, just the same as you said, you had those angry black conservatives, then you have the House Negro that's going to do whatever Mr. Charlie want him to do. Y'all suppose you have all this education. You don't have to play with these people. You don't have to play in their arena. But I just can't fathom the idea of going and educating myself and then becoming a lapdog for the rest of my life just to try to fit in with a certain group of people. I can't see it.
You can't
see
it, huh?
I can't see it, and I don't. No, I can't.
Yeah. All right.
It was, yes, that statement was taken out of context, man.
Okay. And what's your take on it, Knowledge?
I agree with what he said. I think that, you know, the problem with this country is that it doesn't want to deal with the atrocities that it has committed over hundreds of years. and you get these people hollering about how they love their country and how they love this and how they love that. But when you leave this country, you really see how people feel about it, because they've been subjected to it, not even to the degree that black people have. And, you know, you get this whole thing about, you know, when we start talking about unemployment and all of this, and, well, you know, they're coming over here and doing jobs that y'all don't want to do, and y'all need to work harder. Who works harder than a slave?
Good point.
I mean, think about it. Who works harder than a slave? For no money.
No one.
This country was built financially off every institution that you see, whether it be Wall Street, the banking industry, the agricultural industry, the technology, all of that in this country was built off of free labor. And who's benefiting from it and who's not? The people who didn't do the people who didn't do the labor benefit. That's why they love the country. The people who did the work are not benefiting from it at all.
Let me give you another statement he also said in this article. And for those who just joined us, we're talking about Representative Charlie Rangel right now, and some of the statements he made. On the Pope talking about gays, he said the Pope is talking he can't judge gays. Well, damn it to hell, ask for another message from God. Why is there a silence? Look, he said, why is there a silence on old folks and a silence on poverty and a silence on kids? You know. You know, now this the same man they have censured and tried to put out of, you know, office, and he told them straight up he's not going anywhere. So that was another statement he made, but I don't hear anybody complaining about that one. You know what I mean? You know, but as soon as he say that word crackers, and of course, you know, you have Fox News and a couple of other places that, you know, want to make a joke out of it. Since Rachel Gentile was on the talk shows about, does that have an A on it, or is it that it's the other word? You know, I'm like, okay, so now y'all want to make a joke out of it, but yet y'all want this trying to make this man Michelle Bachmann, I must say, is saying, well, let's make him apologize. I feel offended. You know, but you know,
so if that's the case, shouldn't we feel offended about a whole lot of damn stuff that we've never been apologized to for, you know, and you know, last week, I think it might have been week before last, I like what lady said, but you zapped her, and I didn't appreciate that shit.
Oh, well.
I didn't appreciate it, because she came in, she said, listen, all that talk about pull yourself up by your bootstraps and this and that, that's bullshit. And she told the truth, because you have had so many people, like Obama, that was at the right place at the right time and had the right help at the right time to get where they needed him to be at. And you have had others poking black
I have never denied that.
Well, what I'm saying is when she was talking like that, you shot her, man.
You're damn right. And I'm going to tell you why I shot her. Because it was, you know, unfortunately, she did have some good points, but she went back to that old crutch that we hear over and over and over. You know,
who do we hear?
Well,
from?
Back in slavery,
we hear from
and,
us or them.
Huh? We hear from us.
Do we hear from us or them? Right.
We hear from us. We always want to go back to, well, in slavery. Well, the majority of us living now, besides a few, have never been through slavery, besides mentally. And that's my point. Get out of that mental slavery thing, and then you can pull yourself up by the bootstrap. Hold on, let me bring Goofy in.
I got a question, Mr. Talk.
I don't want to answer no questions right now. No, go ahead, Knowledge.
when I hear that term, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know how I respond to that?
How's that?
What if I ain't got no boots?
There you,
you know
go.
What? I tell you what, then. If you ain't
no,
got
no
boots. Pretty damn much.
Go get a strap. Yeah.
Look, go in there and pull yourself up on a tree limb or something, but try and pull yourself up. That's my point. You know, I understand, you know, there's some people that's off, you know, not as well off as others, but is that still an excuse to use and you know, things that happen? And I understand we got to know our history and know our past. And I have said, I understand it's always good to do that, but to keep living back there and using the past as that crutch as far as to keep you yourself from advancing, I'm not with that. That's
okay.
My point.
Okay,
hold on, let me let Goofy
go.
Bye. Okay, go ahead, Lo. Then we're gonna let Goofy come in.
Go ahead, Goofy already in. I just heard him.
Yeah. All right, Goofy. Go
no, ahead. I'm here. Y'all can continue talking. I'm just here, you know, chilling.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna say it like this. You know. There's no problem with every other week or every other month you hear something from those Khazars, those converted Jews, the Jewish people. If you ask them anything of substance, don't you know that 6 million Jews? No, they weren't Jews in the first place.
Well,
fuck out of here.
But
see, that's their crutch.
I understand that point, Lo. But if you notice, even though they're saying it, they're still moving forward. Understand my point now?
If you ask them anything of substance, they will divert the conversation away from the substance and go to that. That's their crutch. They don't want to hear anything else.
You're leaving out
something extremely important. Extremely.
Oh, besides their own half.
How much tax-free money is given to Israel every year by the United States? And this has been going on since 1947, prior to the Balfour Declaration, where they were given that land. And the only reason why they're able to migrate here is because of that tax-free money. How much tax-free money has black people been given in over 400 years? Tax-free every year.
And you mentioned earlier about the fact, knowledge about the fact that you have black people that the slaves that worked for nothing and built the infrastructure. The Jewish people financed the slave trade.
Did they?
Hello? Yes, they did. I tell you what you do. Go back and do your own research on who owned those ports and those ships. And if there was a quote-unquote Jewish holiday on a day that they were supposed to have an auction and the quote-unquote Jewish people didn't show up, they would cancel the auction that day for the slaves because the Jewish people had so much influence. You ain't gonna tell me nothing about Esau, man. I'm waiting.
So you're saying that they canceled it because the money wasn't there.
They canceled it because the money wasn't there. The money changers weren't there. Exactly. The same.
Okay. What we're doing as black people is we're trying to get over in a system that's not even designed for us to do that. It's not designed for that. This system is not designed for you to get ahead. It's not. That's why they call it the American dream. Keyword, dream. They don't use these words for nothing. What is a dream?
It's just the American statement dream. Of your imagination.
Exactly. It's a dream. And what's that other saying? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Someone who's in pursuit hasn't actually caught what they're pursuing. They've just given chase. Pursuit of happiness. You can pursue it all you want. Doesn't mean you're going to get it.
No, that's good.
Yeah, there's no guarantee on that one.
Absolutely.
You can be here and be miserable for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Just like you were saying about those lap dogs up there.
Let me ask you a question then. I'll let you. I understand what you're saying is in the pursuit, but does that give us, and when I say us right now, I'm talking about black folk, does that give us the right to do, as Dr. Claude Anderson was said in his Poundnomics book, inappropriate behavior? You know, does that give us the to continue to do that and continue to sabotage our growth by continuing the inappropriate behavior that is characteristic of us now?
No,
well, it doesn't make it right, Mr. Toth, but when you have when this is Pavlovian, what I'm about to tell you. When you put somebody in a situation, okay, where you completely disenfranchise them, you give them no economic resources, you give them limited education, okay, what's going to happen to that individual under those circumstances? Now, your natural instinct tells you to what? Survive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking around in a society where you have nothing and you can see people who have something, what's a natural inclination? To go get what they have.
Mm-hmm.
That's natural.
Yeah, but see, that's where your brain thinks, how are you going to get it? Do you go and just steal it?
That's
or do you go and work your ass off for it?
Well, no. See, black people done worked their ass off for 400 years in this country, and they ain't got nothing out of it. I'm tired of hearing that work your ass off shit, because we some of the hardest working people in this country.
No,
let's say that.
Well, I don't know. There's a black president. I mean, he didn't work his ass off. He got that for free.
That's because the ones on top don't work hard.
Yeah, the ones who work the hardest make the least amount of money.
What'd you say, Mr. Top?
I say some of the bottom ones don't work hard either. You know, and
that's part of the problem.
We have made it too easy.
Too easy for who? Too easy. What? Come on, Mr. Talk. Being on welfare and getting social handouts. Man, that ain't no way to live.
You're right. I agree with
I'm gonna tell you what this one brother said. He said, animals on this earth survive. Human beings on this earth are supposed to live. You're not supposed to be trying to survive as a human being. That's what animals do. Okay, they go kill another animal so that they can eat to hold them over until they get hungry, and then they go kill another animal. And that's basically the gist of it. That's
right.
It. As human beings, we're put here to enjoy much more of that.
Supposed to be.
We're not supposed
really?
To be sitting here trying to survive. Oh, I got to keep a roof over my head. Oh, they going to cut the electricity off. Oh, my cable not working. Oh, I ain't got no gas for the car. Oh, I just got fired. Now my wife hates me. Now I'm getting a divorce. Now she done took the kids.
Yeah.
After you done built something up. It can just be taken away. Now, what the thing is that when these types of things happen, we don't all have the same constitution. Yeah, okay, everybody should work hard. Yeah, everybody should have a moral and ethical ground that they stand on. But we don't all have the same constitution, man. That breaks some people down.
It breaks some people
down. Some people can't handle that.
That's right. And so where is the backbone or the helping hand that can reach in there and say, come on, don't give up yet. We don't have that. We don't have that.
Because we're too busy trying
to hold each other down. Okay, what?
I said God is a helping hand.
One thing you have to take into consideration. Do we, anyone on this forum, would honestly think that George Bush would have been the president, Junior, would have been the president if one-tenth of the stupid shit he did would have gotten without his daddy covering all this shit up that he did before he even graduated college? Do any of us think he would have even become the president? You know, when he got caught doing this and that so and so son, let me call his dad and get this taken care of right quick. You know, see, we don't all have those safety nets.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's a hell of a safety net right there. Anything that you do, you tell me, how is it that some people never, ever, ever get a parking citation or moving violation citation? Ever. Nobody is that good.
Now, what you know, soon you know.
What?
Exactly. So you can do some of the things. You can do a lot of the things that are quote unquote supposed to be politically correct. Just like those white mouth mules that's what my grandma liked to call them. That was those Negroes that was you know, it's an outrage what he said and all this and all that. I'm gonna talk up for Mr. Child. I sure am. I ain't gonna lose my spot. That's what those people are doing, and that's what they're gonna do. That's the only way they figure they can make it ahead in life.
Hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Have all that education, and yeah, they have all that education. They went and quote unquote did what they were supposed to do in life, and they still have to lick up out of the master's bowl instead of being out of their own plate. That's real tough.
Okay. Okay.
Basically,
what you said is, no matter what, how much education, they still have to kowtow to somebody else. Basically.
Absolutely.
The person. That's what you're
saying.
They're writing a contract with somebody.
I mean, okay. So if that's the case, then why not ride out, do what you got to do, and then leapfrog? You know, use them to get as what that movie? What movie was that we saw? You know, the one with Bernie Mac and all them the strippers. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway,
what they're saying was
use what you got to get what you want.
The thing about that, in that mm-hmm. system, that system is not built or made for that. That system is a well-oiled machine that will not be compromised. You cannot go into Washington, D.C. as a decent person, as a quote-unquote good, honest person, and thrive in what you won't thrive. Ask Cynthia McKinney. You won't thrive. Because if you don't want to play by the status quo in Washington or in other situations smaller than Washington, you
mm-hmm.
won't thrive.
But
you
isn't that the problem? That everybody's trying to go through the status quo?
The problem is black people are trying to get through a corrupt system honestly. How do you do that?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
a corrupt system. The system is corrupt. But we sit here, we trying to play by, number one, rules we didn't even make. Number two, the ones in power can break the rules anytime they feel like it. So we can play by one rule, and then they'll change the rule to another rule. And it's like, okay, let me stop doing what I'm doing over here. Let me go over here because the rule done changed. As soon as we shift over there, it's like, oh, we got a new rule. You're violating the new rule. It just keeps going.
Good point.
It never stops.
Good point.
Okay.
Kwame Kilpatrick, I knew when I first saw that guy, Kwame Kilpatrick, I said, he won't be the mayor long because he comes out $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000 suit on, diamond earrings in each ear. He won't be the mayor long because he doesn't fit the status quo as the mayor. And he's in prison now. You know, even with the background he had, you know. I mean, he was the poster boy for being the next great thing, you know, by the quote-unquote black community.
Sure.
And he's part of the hand that corrupted, that broke him down. Hold on, let me bring Ebony in. Let me bring Ebony in and get her point of view.
Hey. Let me get a heart attack.
Hello, Ebony. How are you today?
Hi, guys.
What's going on, Ebony?
Ebony.
He's trying to take up my voice. I wanted to say hi. That's all. I was trying to say the Jews were responsible for financing.
Jewish people.
People, right.
You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay. Facts are Thank
you.
Okay.
You still
breaking up. Greg,
am I?
You're picturing Greg, you're breaking up.
You'll have to go all the back.
I'm going
to
call back in.
Oh,
okay.
Call back. Call back. Please call
back.
All right. Yeah, please call back because this next part of the show, I want you to comment on real well because you fit in just right for this part coming up.
And Ebony, if you listening, when you bring your ass back, you call them Jewish people just what they are. They Jewish. The Jew blood run through your veins, not theirs.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What it is. Read your Bible. I don't have to lie. Read your Bible.
Okay. Anyway. Anyway. So, basically, go back to the Mr. Charles Rangel. You know, basically, Michelle Bachman is yelling for an excuse that she shouldn't get because it was just taken out of context.
Out of
and,
context.
Yeah, and you know,
hasn't been
just
in the news in a while. That's all.
You know, it's so funny to me. It's like anyone could say anything, but just a simple sorry will make it go away. You know what I mean?
A simple sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, a nice apology. Oh, you know, I'm not really a bad person. I'm a good person. I'm just going to apologize, and everything's just going to go away. You know, it's like, get the fuck out of here. You fucked up once, you're done. Get the fuck out of here.
What's this? It's a white chick that's a singer, and she, I think she was on some coke or something. I can't think of her name. Anyway,
who?
She came out, and some white chick that's a singer, and she was an actress. She was like, all of my fans, they're really idiots. All of the people that support me, they're idiots. You know?
Okay.
And I can't remember I can't remember what this chick's name is. No, but she was serious about it. You know, she didn't think that somebody was recording what she said. And she came out, I mean, she basically was slamming her fans. You know, all people are, they're idiots and this and this and this. And I can't believe people would actually support this. So, you know, I say that to say this, you know, when she said something like that, she was coming from her heart. Don't bring me back this. Don't bring me back the hogwash. You know, I didn't mean it, and it was success. Don't bring me that because you said what you meant. You know, now you're trying to clean it up because that $500,000 pair of earrings you got, they about to fade away. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me bring this other call in. I think it's Ebony calling back.
Hi.
Ebony,
back. Hi, guys.
Hi. All right. Since we got that's a whole lot better. But now, since we got Ebony back, I want to bring in this other topic I wanted to talk about because I'm going to hit a bunch of y'all upside the head with this one. All right. The San Diego mayor, Goofy, this is in your side of the country. You know, he's in, you know what I'm finna talk about. He is in intensive therapy at a behavior counseling clinic for all his alleged sexual harassment charges, you know, and people calling him from.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. A tenth lady has come out and said she was sexually harassed at a church fundraiser. And this is what he said to her. She said, we were standing face to face, and he held on to me, and he was like, you are so beautiful. She said, I just cannot take my eyes off of you. Now, according to Estelle Sombright, you know, he asked whether she was married, and he would like to take her out sometime. At that time, you know, the mayor was engaged to somebody else, and, you know, the couple broke up last month because of all this other stuff. Now, with that being said, is that really sexual harassment, or is she trying to jump on the boat and get some publicity also? Now, I'm also say this, and before, you know, we get deep into this, you know, the way y'all talk to Ebony sometimes, can that be construed as sexual harassment? I know I was going to hit y'all in the head one day.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
no.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
I want to hear this.
No.
Go for it.
It's not.
It's not.
And
it's
you
not.
Know what? I'm going to recommend that all those guys go into therapy, definitely. but I guess that's another show. Okay. My opinion is, okay, that when you're in a position of power,
Mm-hmm.
And I see this where I work actually at the moment, and it's a thin line between love and hate. The women want your attention because you are the most powerful person in the organization. Particularly, you know, I'm looking at my CEO. He's a black guy. He's about 50. He's divorced. He has everything, a great car. He's obviously earning a load of money. You know, he's been in the business a long time. And the women in work love to hate him, but they love the attention when he gives it out.
Mm-hmm.
What he has maintained is a very strong line of integrity. Integrity. That's the thing that's missing. So he can be a little flirty. He can make jokes with the ladies, but he's got to have a line that he doesn't cross, because if he crosses that line, and everybody knows when he's crossed the line, he could open himself up to a charge of sexual harassment because he doesn't know if those women who are also flirting with him, because he's very powerful, may use that position, use their position to say that, you know, he has gone too far. So it's a line that we all understand, but some people respect it, some people play with it. You know, there are pastors who do it. This guy who's a mayor probably did it and got away with it a long time anyway. And then, you know, you only have to upset one woman in the chain and you are a monkey, basically. Someone will get you. All you have to do is to do it with the wrong person. They feel like they're not being respected, even if they flirt along with you or enjoy the attention they give you. Women can get very nasty if they feel they're not getting what they want from you. You take the risk. You take the risk, and obviously his risk went too far, and people decided to bring him down, and they've obviously achieved that.
Now, what
was this guy's name again?
What's his guy's name? His name was Filner. Dang it.
And what's his status in
Paul
life?
Filner.
What
is he's the mayor of San Diego.
He's the mayor of San Diego. Yeah, he's
now,
the San Diego
of all,
mayor.
Here's my question. Why would you tell a woman that you ain't never met before, I just can't take my eyes off of you? Right then and there,
right then.
you done left yourself wide open. Such a
wide
interpretation.
That's some of that old goofy ass white boy game, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Come on now, you know that.
Let me tell you something. That guy, out of all the things,
yeah, you're probably
there.
Right, Lo. You're right. Because
I would have
never came up
see?
With something that damn corny.
Did you guys see the women that he supposedly sexually harassed? There's only, I think, one that would really, really probably get his willies off. I think what happened here is he promised these women positions, and he probably didn't prevail. And, you know, of course, they got, you know, rear-ended, and, you know, they were sex toys to him. And, unfortunately, you know, if the shit didn't go their side, of course, they're going to squeal. Because, if a bunch of women like this, if they're getting supposedly touched inappropriately, wouldn't one of them, like, when it happened, wouldn't one of them said something? All of them deciding to come out at the same time.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
This one right here. You know, why are we so late now? I mean, then to come out and say, and if that's all he said to, okay. You know, I can't take my eyes off of you. Okay. I mean,
he shouldn't have even said that to her. Why is he gassing her like that anyway?
Like I said, that old white boy gang. Old bullshit ass white boy
gang. I mean,
it's not a white boy thing. Why is it acceptable why are you almost saying it's acceptable for, because he's a black man, for him to be that way? Why is it acceptable?
Wait one, ma'am.
See, you're way over there across the pond. You don't catch what I'm saying. So just listen. Get your child and stop some of this game. Now,
I don't even want to go there today because I don't want to cuss you out. But I will.
I want you to cuss me out. I want you. I like it. Cuss me out.
Hey, right there.
What you think,
Ebony? Could that be construed as sexual harassment?
Exactly.
Yeah, it can be, because you know what? There's a lot of things that we think is acceptable, and the truth is, it's only acceptable to those who want to accept it.
Right.
In the game of life, you have to have some integrity in what you do, and you've got to be smart. And he was not smart. Do you think because they're black women and they look like, you know, however sexual they look, you think it's okay for you to make the comment, really? And if you were making promises, and I'm sure he was making promises, and you couldn't live up to those promises, you better not say anything to those women about how they look. Because know that it's going to come back to you.
Hold up. And I'm going to tell you why I say hold up. Because if I make you a promise for a sexual favor, the whore in you should be woman enough to say, that's okay, I'll get it on my own. But if the hoe in you not woman enough to say, hey, you know what, if I got to get it that way, I don't want it, then
that's in the ideal world, honey. In the real world, if you promise a woman something, particularly and because you're in a position to do that, you do. Women will hold you to whatever it is you say that you will do for them, okay? And the truth is, you're burying yourself in the process by going down that. Everybody knows. There's enough examples around you. Start with Martin Luther King Jr., all those people, you know, who's the other one that got caught? The Crosby guy. Everybody who's in a position who, you know, of some respect in our community, black man, normally gets brought down by his penis. That's how he gets brought down. Because you know what? Most of the time, he can't control that. He thinks it's okay to fan it around and try and use it to get favors with women, to play with women. And women are dangerous. You don't want to believe it. Go out there and try it. They will take you down because you cannot control yourself.
It's true. That's an old slave thing. That's an old plantation myth, because they take the most popular, biggest, strongest buck, and you know, hey, he had his way with all the bed wenches, you know. But,
and they will get what they want from you too, and still bring you down. So you're better off if you're like Obama. You're better off. You have your Michelle, and whether you like it or not,
wait, hold on to it.
You make it like she's the only woman in the world until you get what your position. If you wanna keep that position,
hey,
you know that every black man is judged by his penis. I'm sorry, that's how it is.
Every black man is judged by his penis.
Yeah, his ability to manage his penis. That's how it is. If you get into a powerful position, right, as a black man, tell me if it's lie or if I'm lying. If you get into any powerful position as a black man, the first thing they'll expect you to do is to mess up because you can't handle your shit around sex.
Yeah, they'll send women.
Huh?
They'll send the woman. You're right. They will send the woman.
They will send the woman to fuck you up. If you're an idiot, go there. You're going to get it. You're gonna get it, right?
But back on the Obama thing, Obama got caught up with a white man. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Well, he probably was better going with a man than there ever been any issue with a woman, because that would be far worse. People forgive you more for a man than a woman.
What?
They would?
What?
Look.
Why can't I get caught up with Ebony?
Hell no.
No, I'm not going. Look, I can't go with that one myself. No.
I can't go with that one either. I guess that's some of that UK water right there.
No.
I don't care whether men get it or not. That is the world we live in. And the reason being, going back to slavery, if you want to go back to slavery, black men were used by white women. Black men, white men always fear black men and the power of black men. That is the truth. The only way that a black man can be brought down is by his behavior around women. And particularly if they're black women, even black women will treat you the same way sexually in a workplace, in a position of power, as a white woman. You cannot afford to mess up as a black man when you're given power. And a lot of the times, the reason why black men do so is because they can't manage the sex. They cannot manage seeing loads of women in the workplace and not playing around with that whole factor. We've had mayors, we've had politicians, we've had all sorts of people brought down. And not that they were bad black men, they just can't handle it. They don't get that simple little thing. When you're in a position of power, get yourself a woman if you're heterosexual. Keep that woman by your side and keep it clean. Because the minute you step over into the, you know, into that world of I want everything I can see, you are done. You are finished.
You know what?
I can't argue with Herman Cain.
Yeah, well.
I don't care if you agree or disagree. That's the world. That's the reality.
Wait a minute, damn it. She keep taking it like we don't agree with her. We are agreeing with you.
I'm agreeing with you, yes.
But.
Well,
but,
I am the universe, like, and that ain't true. Say that ain't true. Well, you know what? Being that I've had it happen to me, yeah, that is true. Yeah,
absolutely.
Even when you know what, and here's the bad part: even when you turn down the advances, that makes it even worse. So yeah,
they try to get you.
Yeah, ain't no try.
Yeah,
oh, they get you.
Yeah, they'll
Well, I grew up with my dad, and my dad was a man of God, right? And my dad is a very No, I'm a good-looking woman, but I get that from my dad. My dad's such a good-looking man, but he is now turning 80. He probably looks about 60 if you see him, and he's still good-looking. I remember growing up in church, and every woman used to be trying to throw it at him. This was in church, right? On his birthday, he would get like 20, 30 shirts, aftershave. He never bought aftershave for years, aftershave. Whatever he wanted from women in church, right? So they were ready to do whatever they could do to get it, right? And just to get the attention as well, because you're in a position of power. And I learned from a very early age, my dad used to go, he said, if I'm going to pray for someone, your mother's coming. My mom was dragged all over the place.
My dad
was like, one word said against you can be enough to floor everything that you've created. That will be it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah? So you never put yourself in a position where someone can question your integrity. You do not do it. You want to go down fast? Make you be found with a woman. A single woman in her house after 10 o'clock at night or any time, that's it. Your credibility is over.
There you go. I'm glad you said that any time because most... And it's a proven fact that most creeping around and most sex is happening in the daytime. People don't expect it. I mean, I could leave my house right now, get in my truck, drive over to a lady's house, and maybe she got a couple of kids, and maybe they're there, maybe they're not. I go in the house, nobody's thinking anything about that, you know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, all this 2 o'clock moving around and moving about, that's kind of taboo nowadays, you know.
Yeah, you can't do it. You open yourself up to it, and it's hard to walk away, and no one will ever respect you again. And white people actually love to just watch, sit back and watch black men crucify themselves with women.
Mr. Talk, what was that Sergeant Major? He was Sergeant Major of the Army for like 15 odd seconds, a black man. He got caught up with a woman.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was Sergeant Major of the Army, the whole Army, for like 15 hot minutes. He got caught up with a woman and had to retire and had to back out and everything. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But see, that's a learned behavior. It's a learned behavior, though.
Now, once again, I asked this question a long time ago, and here's the thing I'm going to ask. Should limitation on when you, if it happened at a certain time, should there be a limitation on how far someone can come back and say they were sexually harassed?
Statute of limitations?
Yeah. Should there be a statute of limitations on it?
Of course.
Yeah, but you know what? If it's a sexual harassment, it should happen right there and then. You should report
that's
it.
That's my point. Yeah,
right
that's
there.
What I'm asking.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just yeah. Right. Joe, yeah, you're right, Goofy. And Joe had a good point on that. He said, you know, a lot of the time women claim sexual harassment. It's not even sexual harassment. I mean, okay, case in point, if Ebony and I worked in office together and I told her, you know, you look beautiful today. I mean, I just can't take my eyes off of you. And she says, thanks, but I don't think that this is the appropriate time or place for that. Then right then and right there, she just put the wall up right then and right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I happen to do it again tomorrow, then
mm-hmm.
slam me because she's already given me the warning. You know,
but,
if you got these, I mean, if you got these holes, and let's call it what?
But if she giggles, thank you.
That's what I'm about to say. If you got
then,
these holes,
go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
If you got these holes in this damn office building, and everyone are walking around trying to be the thing because I got a nice Porsche and I'm single, or maybe I got a wife or whatever, but I'll play a little bit, and she's trying to get ahead. And she's
mm-hmm.
entertaining all of this, and she's kicking it back. Then, hey, it is what it is.
It is.
She's giggling up to it. And, hey, it is what it is. She's playing up to it and giggling up to it. Then, hey, she wants to be a part of it. She's complicit with it.
Yeah.
But a lot of women use it as leverage, though. You know?
Say
like, for instance, you know how I always flirt with Ebony. Ebony could be like, oh. Goofy's trying to, you know, sexual harass me, and I'm gonna tell on you, Goof, if you don't behave, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so if I do it again, you know, she would be, I'm gonna report you to the cops, you know.
like Monica Lewinsky type situation. That right there.
That was just nasty.
Should I keep the dress? That was just nasty. Okay.
Who keeps a dress that long with a cum stain on it? Really?
Because
a woman would do that. This is what men underestimate with women. They underestimate the power of women. Women will do things that will shock you. With men, it are very simple. That's the difference between us. Women think about things and they will act, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a time that you don't think they'll act. You know, we're much deeper in that sense. You know, you guys are always about surface stuff. You know, I did this. Or, you know, 6 months, a week later, you've forgotten. 3 days later, you've forgotten. Probably half an hour after it happened, you've forgotten, right? But a woman, she's going to sit in her psyche, think about it, mix it up. It depends on how it affected her and what it meant to her. And she will think about how she's going to deal with you. And she'll plan for you. Come on. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she's not planning, then she tells her girlfriend
mm-hmm.
will have a plan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the girlfriend may just be jealous of what she's hearing, and she'll say, okay, you know, if you don't sort him, this is how I think you should deal with him. And she'll be on that friend until the friend acts in a way that suits her. So it may not even
mm-hmm.
be her agenda, but it could be a friend's agenda. Or when
mm-hmm.
her friend tells someone else who's another friend, that friend comes up with something. So you're always open because we are that kind of way. You just have to accept it the way it is. So you guys need to be smarter. You don't go throwing your affections on women and telling them this and that if you don't mean it or it's not safe for you. Most importantly,
okay.
What's
all
where
right.
you're safe and where you're not safe.
We're doing way too much sweeping generalizations here because we're not all that
okay.
way. I don't underestimate now one of y'all, and I'm not falling for the okie doke. I don't care how much money I make. Ain't no female bringing me down like that. Nah, not over something as easy and as simple as sex. No, not happening. That's the sucker move right there. Now, I'm not saying that women don't. And see, women know this. They know this. That's a straight sucker move. Sex.
That's what that is?
That's the sucker move.
Because
no matter how good it is, how long is it going to last?
Now, that's true.
That's just a moment out of your day. A moment. I don't care if it was the best you ever had and y'all went at it for 4 hours. It's still another 20 hours in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a blink of an eye in your entire day.
No, but the difference.
I'm not going for it.
You're saying N2. What you're saying is a reflection of the difference between men and women, and that's why when women get involved with men, women should think about the men that they get involved with, but they often get involved with men, you know, on the basis of he looks good, maybe he has some money, maybe he has the potential to get me a better job, that's the kind of
right. I mean, I understand that whole psychology,
right.
And I understand that women play on men's proclivity to go for what's between the thighs. I get all of that.
Right.
I understand it. That's the man. Most women know what the male's kryptonite is.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
When you
kryptonite.
Go there, you understand that.
And they use it to their advantage, though. They use it to their advantage.
That's
some
right.
Do. Some do. Not all.
Well, some
no.
do.
Some I've never
do,
met the one that hasn't.
The ones we're talking about are the ones that know the power of what it is. So if they get you to succumb, and you may just be seeing it as this is just another number to me, which is probably what the mayor was doing, that woman's not seeing herself as another number. She's seen as now you have tried to go there with me, you owe me.
Oh, you
don't
Lord. Hold
up,
on for a moment. Let me bring somebody else in here, girlfriend. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Hello. You're on the air. Welcome.
Is
Happy
my mic
Monday
on?
Too.
Does this sound familiar? Is my mic on?
No, your mic not on.
Not shove it down your throat.
No, your Obama phone is working. That's what you should say.
No,
Does this sound familiar? Okay. Let me interject. As used to be, as was said some time back. But Ebony's absolutely right. Because she should know. She's a devious woman.
Oh, boy. Joe, don't get punched in the
you.
Nose.
I was just listening for a while. Yeah. And
I don't know.
Who is
this guy?
Yeah, the solution's going the last point, Edmund, you're right. If a man is good to a woman, all of a sudden, she thinks, well, you owe me. You treated me well. You took me out. You made me feel good. Now you owe me. Where is that logic?
It doesn't have to be logical, Joe.
No
kidding. It doesn't
kidding.
Have to be logical. It doesn't have to be logical. What it is if you think that when you chat up a woman and give her an impression that you can deliver on something and that she's very special and you're making her feel very special, it's okay if that's not a woman in the workplace. And we're talking about a woman in the workplace here or a woman around, you know, you having a powerful position and using mm-hmm. that position to flirt with women. If you think one of those women will not make you pay, well, look in the history books at the number of men who have been brought down by the circle of women around them. What I'm saying is, mm-hmm. you know, those men weren't fools. What they thought was that a little bit of sweetening of women here and there and making them feel special was fine because we're in a sweet shop here. We're in a mm-hmm. candy store. I can have mm-hmm. as much as I want because you're all there. Really? Those women will make you pay, mate.
Well, let me tell you,
what Irving was talking about
was something very specific with the San Diego mayor when he was telling women and making verbal promises that he was going to help them. In that case, he should have been brought down because he made a promise, he didn't live up to it,
yeah.
He lied, and liars should be brought down.
Well, the question, Joe, on that note is, and I want to ask everybody, who knows he lied? Who honestly knows that he told a lie about anything?
Well, whether he did or didn't, he was paying the price.
Okay.
Well,
the only thing is, he going to a damn place talking to somebody. Yeah, I like to have sex. I'd like to play with women. Whatever. Come on, man. And even Anthony Weiner, after what he did, is still trying to become the mayor of New York. Come on, huh?
And he was leading in the polls because the morons in New York are just that, morons.
He's not leading.
So they look at him as somebody of like a Kardashian or a public figure because he got caught. You know what I mean?
He's not leading anymore.
I bet you if he never got caught in none of this stuff, he would be nothing. The only reason why he's something is because he's married to someone who is something. Close to someone who's something. I'm sorry. That's the only reason why he's popular. That is a very good point.
That is a very good point. And I think the other thing is that he actually came out and said it, and his wife said, yes, and I stand by him. I understand he has a problem.
Oh,
you know,
God,
and I think that
geez.
Has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, that's
well, it
that
did,
was,
but do you honestly think that's, she was sincere?
No.
She should have said, I stand by him, but, you know, and he can carry on as long as he has his dick chopped off. That's what she should have said.
Oh, like stand by him as long
right.
as his dick is chopped off.
Yeah, his dick needs to be chopped off. Because clearly he's not in control of it, and I'm not standing by someone who can't control himself. But, you know, the stupid women will get up and start saying, he's my husband, and I stand by him. Really? You know what I mean? Really?
What's the vow through thick and thin? Richer or poor?
Yeah, thick and thin, when you're controlling your dick. But it, thick and thin does not exist when you can't control yourself.
Those people don't believe in those vows anyway. Matter of fact, that's that old Hillary Clinton bullshit thing. You see where she is right now after staying with Bill.
Yeah, she's fucking Rena's wife.
Right. and she wound up being the Secretary of State right now.
Yep.
Can't divorce the president.
Look where she's at.
Yeah.
Can't divorce the president.
What's that?
She can't divorce
You can't divorce the president. Never happened, never will.
I heard that.
Man,
see,
he wasn't always president.
She doesn't have to divorce him. But to put a message out for the women that, you know, I'm standing by my man and knowing that what he's done and publicly how he's lied, then you're an idiot.
I'm sure she sent the message to him in private.
She knew about all of this shit way back in the governor's mansion, man. She knew about all this shit way back in Arkansas.
Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. You know, y'all got 40 now. All right, 111, you're on the air. What's going on? Happy Monday to you.
Hello.
Hello, Maze. How you doing?
Hello, Maze.
Well, the gang is all here.
Yeah, I'm listening to the gossip because people just gossip and spread stuff that they know is not true or don't know for a fact. They shouldn't be spreading stuff that they don't really know.
Like what?
When it comes to you don't know what Hillary, who she slept with, you don't know who the president slept with.
Who
and all
anything
about
who Hillary
came
slept
out of
well,
the
well,
mouth.
Well,
Maze,
now
fuck this all up now. Here we are.
One thing we do know, Maze, one thing we do know is Monica Lewinsky. I'm trying to be politically correct. She and the president had sexual relations, okay? And the dress was kept with stains on it, okay? We do know this, all right?
Yes, we do. And all
the
right, we don't know.
And we do know, after it came out, Hillary stood by her man, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, we also know that Bill Clinton was the president, right? And Hillary ran for president, then she became the Secretary of State, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about all of those things that we know. I'm
talking
about the things that we don't know in assumptions from somebody else.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Like what, Mae? Like what?
How do you know that all of these things that you just said? You know that for a fact, right?
That what happened?
Yeah. We know all these things for a fact.
But all the other things other people say, they don't know that for a fact. They don't have no
Mate, whatever. Let me tell you something.
Yes,
you ain't gonna tell me that a woman is in your house
like
messing around with your husband and you just gonna walk around like you don't know what's going on.
Well, it was
you
a woman, you're gonna
ask her if she wants something to drink.
Who? That's who they want something. I don't drink.
You should man.
Think. People that drink can't think. And that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, you should anyway.
I'm saying some people spreading lies. Because they hear somebody else say, well, you don't say nothing about Newt Gingrich and all of those people that he left his wife on a dime.
Who are we talking about right now? Who are we talking about right now?
We're talking about the man that left his wife in Carolina for another woman.
Well,
where is he?
They just made him a representative of Carolina.
And we weren't talking about him either. He became a comic.
No.
I know you don't want to talk about him. You want to talk about
why don't we want to talk about him?
Wait, Maze,
what winds you up?
Wait a minute, hold up, Joe. Wait. Maze. Now, see, once again, you done come in here talking out the side of your ass.
I'm
now,
not talking out the side of my ass.
Listen, Maze.
Explain it.
Listen. I don't have to explain anything, but I'm going
to
be nice and do that.
Could you be nice enough to do
that?
All right. Get your jaws out behind your back and then explain it, and I'm listening.
All right. Now, we weren't discussing them folk because they weren't the topic at the time. And that's not to say we wouldn't have got our way around to them. Now, you come in the middle of a fight, and you have no idea what you're doing, so you're just going around in a circle throwing your arms around.
I didn't come
in
the middle of the fight.
Kind of
I came into a fight.
I didn't even get a chance to do the countdown. Let me know.
Oh, man.
She didn't even get that. She got shot.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Maze, you graduated from the zapper to the shotgun.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
But either way, as I was saying, y'all go ahead and continue. Maze, we love you, but you come in here talking crazy sometimes, and we just, you know, sometimes you get to talking, you sound like Charlie Brown, wah, 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 wah. You know, come on, Maze, get with us. Work with us here. All right?
You can't take Mr. Talk, you can't take a woman talking to you the way you don't, just because I don't agree with you, you can't take it? That's what it sounds like.
He zaps everybody at least a few thousand times.
So I'm just trying to tell you, if it hurts your feelings,
I'm
sorry.
Just trying to tell you, too. You need to
no,
you come
just,
in here talking
like,
crazy.
No, I don't
come
in my opinion, and you can't take it.
No, but,
point blank.
You know, but we
and that one's in the liver.
Wow.
All right.
That's two to the chest.
So,
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Everybody's never gotten shot.
The perfect example.
Everybody's never gotten shot.
Yo, shut up.
No.
Stop being off, Joe. Stop being off.
I'm just saying that Ebony's such a sweet person. She's never gotten shot.
Well, stop sucking up, Dan.
Why do you want to shoot Ebony? The only person that loves you, Joe.
I don't
want to
shoot Ebony. I just asked
to be shot.
I just asked a maze question. That's all.
In all honesty, in all fairness, the best example I can give for a movie for what we're talking about right now is Boomerang.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Damn right.
Now, good Boomerang
damn right.
is a good one. Yeah, because that was a career.
That must have been a political. No, I didn't see that.
Boomerang a fiction or was it a real ass? That's what y'all don't see in reality. You don't
I never
if you're dealing with reality, you can
talk
to
her,
but you can't.
How was that?
How was that not dealing with reality? That's why your mama beat you with a belt.
Oh, jeez, man. God, you have to do that.
That's why your husband beat you with his fist.
Oh, God,
that's
we're talking about movies, and here you're right back to the beating with the belt.
That's what you need. That's what I beat him with one. Beat him down, and then give him exactly what he needed.
Okay, Maze, let me ask you a question. Beat him with the belt. You going to put the mask on, too?
No, I don't need no mask on. I don't have to beat him that way because he's not my
you
man.
Have to beat him
but me and like him, I beat him down every day.
You probably going suffering fatter woman syndrome right now. Get on this phone, talk all
I don't
all
have
no battered
woman
probably
syndrome.
Suffering fatter woman syndrome
my
right now.
My husband respect women, you don't.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But that's not what I called. I called my comment.
Until he gets to drinking and get to calling all out your name.
My husband don't drink either. That's how you think people got to get drunk. That's why I say get in reality. Everybody don't drink.
He can do it without it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Everybody don't have to put alcohol in them to be somebody. That's
you
think you're a man at the most probably. So now can I get to the subject I called for? I can talk with you.
What show? What you call to talk about, Amy?
The same thing y'all were talking about, men having an affair with women. That's what it sounded like to me.
Okay, how about women
about
having
just certain
men?
Huh? You were talking about women can fix men up to get their way, and after they get their way and the man has done everything they wanted them to do, then they scream and holler other things besides what really happened. That's what you were having a conversation about.
Oh, and that's telling the
truth. How women entrap men, and then just like Ebony say, they don't have control of their pants. If they had control of their pants, they would only see one woman in the light as to what she really is.
Minute,
and they wouldn't
now,
have to look at other women.
Maze, slow your roll. And that's not the truth?
It is the truth.
Okay, so what
you
arguing
know
about?
Like that,
what are you arguing about?
I'm not arguing. You made an argument out of it.
Maze, you pick the appropriate name.
And listen,
Tom,
my brother said, could you please not laugh because you get on his nerves with that?
Well,
I'm
going to
go in the other room.
Yeah,
my damn
laugh.
Hey. Now,
put that beer bottle down.
I laugh when I want to.
Huh?
Well,
no, you laugh when you want to, but it just irks him, so I had to go in another room.
Well, get out of here.
There you go. There you go. And tell him to put that damn beer bottle down, too.
That's she's right.
There. Shot, twice, and zap.
Yeah, I think Maze is the Terminator.
Man, she keeps coming back, all right.
No, you know what Maze is doing? She's doing terrorist acts.
Oh, yeah, pretty simple
terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Ebony, quiet at church house mouth right now, huh?
Yeah. Now's about time for the cell phone ring.
Sometimes it's better just to be quiet.
Hey, y'all bothering
Ebony?
Don't worry. That cell phone's about to ring.
Ebony is cool, man. Y'all leave. May's cool, too.
Why do you have to be calling me out? I wasn't part of the argument. I'm even difficult to deal with his situation.
I was just pointing to you as an example. You've never gotten zapped, never gotten shot.
Why?
No,
there's nothing wrong in it.
There's nothing.
Why are you criticizing the fact that
I'm rubbish?
Joe, I did speak to Mr. Talk offline, and we agreed that you wouldn't get zapped nor tased nor shot that often because you are our token. So.
I knew that was coming too, you muscle bound fuck.
Don't worry about it.
You know what?
Fucking Urkel with fucking Urkel with 200.
See? Watch this. Oh, man. But anyway, it froze on me.
I got zapped. All right.
You ain't exempt. You're not exempt. But
I know shit. You should have been. I don't know if you were on the other day, Zoe. Hello, I got zapped like fucking 3 times in 5 minutes.
Yeah, good stuff. But back to the topic. Like I say, to me, and you know, Maze wanted to go. Oh, is that reality? Whatever. The perfect.
Don't you worry about me. I know you sleep and think about me at night.
Oh, what?
That's your problem. You sleep because you haven't had a real woman to step on you. That's your problem.
Oh, God.
Just think,
wow.
Point blank, to the blank.
I'm unforgettable. I like old women. I like them nursing home old. I mean, wheelchair old. I like old women.
I like to teach boys with Pampers on how to wear pants, too.
There you go.
And I think I'm talking to one named Lo. Okay, let's go.
There you go.
Hold on.
Since we have so much fun, let's bring the other crew member in and let her get some, too. Hey, Miss Lady, how you doing today?
Hello, lady.
I thought you
ought
to hear somebody call a
Maze
nursing home old. Who says that?
Nobody.
So
it's because
he's a child.
That's what I want to know.
They don't like people that think.
Listen, Maze, you know they got prostate problems and running to the bathroom every 15 minutes. There's on the view today, because I have to, I taped it or DVR'd it, there's older women with younger men. And there's
hey,
a 70-year-old woman, she says she likes them 25.
I'm cool with that. But you just remember this. I ain't with 37. I ain't but 37. I'll cover every hole you got.
That's why you still wearing pampers and you don't know what club. And just like the lady said, 25 minutes of a young man ain't nothing.
But a headache. I'm going to take my average up to your urologist for your prostate problem. Come on, let's be real.
That's why he needs some heat. That's why he's so upset all the time.
Really?
Oh, that witch is really mad.
You're laughing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a bloodbath in here today.
See, Mr. Talk,
what?
I have to be serious for one moment.
What?
Now, lady. Lady,
she there?
You ain't dealing with no limp noodle like solutions or nobody like that, girl. I'm from the country.
Oh, Lord.
That's your problem. You're from the country. You need to learn some city lines. I know you're from the country just by listening to you.
Exactly.
That's why you have no thought. But one way.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
How did we get from sexual harassment to
how did we get to this?
Because as soon as Maze comes in, you know
he's
going to go on.
Be quiet.
Bring her nasty-ass mouth in.
Because he don't like when I speak, it just remind him of that belt whipping he used to get. That's why he always gets upset with me.
Oh, everybody's got the belt today. I'm a...
See, y'all don't bother me. I hang on with the rest in a day. I don't get upset. People don't get upset when the truth hits
you. Oh, God.
Damn, you got to hug him like that. You got to hug him like that, huh? You got to hug him like that. You whoop his ass, huh?
No, I don't. We got respect.
Don't like
you better have respect. Don't do stuff like that.
You keep talking
you don't
about
respect
putting
nothing.
A belt on somebody.
Oh, yeah, you, because you need one put on
somebody.
It's like you said your mother put on you.
Maze.
That's why when you hear me talking.
Maze.
It's the authority.
Maze.
You
want to
take words from women.
Maze. You're getting ready for a
why are you sexually harassing Lo like that?
Yeah. Because Lo always jumping at me.
Huh?
If he keep his mouth closed, he wouldn't have to get jumped. When he pull his cap off, he'll be a man and he won't have to be talking like that, calling women names, all out of their names. Which doesn't make any
sense. Who does he call out their name?
He doesn't call a woman. He calls them hoes and different names.
He
not
his mouth
learning to respect
today?
Women.
Did he call anybody?
Yes, he did.
He did?
See, once again, he
feels inferior to women, really. That's why. That's the only reason why.
Oh, now
when
ladies
got to
chime in.
When men do that, they're afraid of women. They hate women.
Yeah, that's
go.
What I'm saying. That's
there
let me
go.
Tell you a loud mouth, man. Let me tell you a loud mouth, man. Exactly. I will have your loud mouth ass on the way to New Orleans International right now. Let's talk offline. How about that? Let's talk offline.
He ain't got nothing, but he's a country boy, and that's all he was told that he's supposed to do.
Well, you know, it's kind of sad.
That's a sad situation.
Oh,
don't ever tag
now,
it. Keep it to yourself.
Now, how will I know you when I see you, lady, if you're coming down? I'm going to know you. Will you have the big water on your nose and be carrying the broom in tow?
You know what?
Tell me he's too young for the job.
Y'all done ran everywhere. Way. God dang it. Look, y'all just stay on that. We got a minute and 30 seconds left. Then once we go into power hour, y'all can say whatever you want to each other.
Tell him he's too young for the job. So you can tell by the words come out of his mouth.
The words that come out of his mouth.
Yes,
I mean,
we're
going to change your
job.
Name
to
Miss
Confusion. When you know what somebody stole something on,
chaos.
Be a woman. Probably
gonna start calling
Faye Holly. And
chaos.
Then checking somewhere.
No. Oh,
listen, Lord, listen, you would never find me because, see, I'd be on stage.
You're breaking up, girl. You're breaking up.
You need to fix your phone. Fix your phone. We can't hear you.
Yeah. Don't get off the line, lady, because we only got a few seconds left before we're over
there. He'd be up there on Bourbon Street and I'd be on St. Charles, okay?
That's cool.
He would never find me.
That's cool. Like I said, let's talk offline. How about that?
You act like that's a big place where you can't be found for something. Like, you're the only place in the old person know where some things at.
Nothing wrong with being on Bourbon Street. And
in other words, she told him he'll be lost. You need me to stand a chance.
I'm not even worried about
low.
That. Not even worried about that.
We can hear it in your voice.
The woman with the 38 double D's and the flat ass, I can find her.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. See, that's why that's what I'm saying. That's why you don't respect women.
Neo-feminist. People against
exactly.
You're right, doesn't kowtow to you. You start going with that man. He needs a whipping. And he's trying to see him on Bourbon Street. Bullshit.
Yeah. Good point.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. You know, it's three of us got a question here, and this directed Lo. How you know what her breast size is? Her bra size is.
I can hear it in her voice. She's a milk
cow. That's what he's dreaming about. He's on a dream.
You hear me? Now you know what the topic
of the show is sexual harassment. Why are you sexually harassing all the time?
Go ahead. Answer.
I can hear it in her voice that she's a big milking cow. I can hear it in her voice.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He is so ignorant.
That's how to respect you got. I told you we're not those kind of women that you're talking to that you hang out with.
Oh, stop with the lack of respect.
No.
When you think you women are sacred cows?
You got to get in the gutter.
Right.
Take away the sacred.
You don't know no better. Oh, Joe, you don't have a woman. I'm suspect about you sometimes, so you be quiet.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming.
Don't have a woman, nor have children, so you need to be quiet.
This is just a free-for-all today, huh?
Listen, listen up.
Joe doesn't have a woman, so what does he know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys are
you good, man. Joe, you good.
But he does have sheep.
But
he might be hanging with sheep then.
Oh, boy.
Furthermore, he don't ever talk about no woman. Or children.
I talk about women. I just don't have to talk about them all the time.
Yeah, you
right.
Happy with the sheep. That's right. You happy with the sheep. You talk about no more than you talk about a woman.
Wow.
I don't know what I was talking about.
What would they do if they couldn't make women their target of all their insecurities and inadequacies? What would they do?
I could talk about anything.
We'd be fucking happy. You
right,
YouTube
be all right,
coming
you don't
in and
like
start,
so,
stir up the fucking pot.
Don't start cursing the sandbag, Ruth.
And see, you come on
here.
No one's
doing anything about women until YouTube came in.
You weren't saying nothing good about them.
Yeah,
the thing I said, which May objected to, is that, and it is speculation, is that Hillary's girlfriend is Wiener's wife. So
you
what?
Talking about Wiener's wife and Wiener, and all of that.
Wait, stop, May. You know what? And you know what? That kind of has a little validity to it if you think about it, because she was now Hillary's top aide. So
right.
You know, and Hillary has mentored her, as we say. So.
I actually have a question. Now, how do you come in into the show and browbeat me after I took up for you, lady?
I took up for you,
I like the guy Zapp because I said I did not like the way that Mr. Talk zapped you last week when you came in
right.
Making
oh, he
showed
her.
He's
schizophrenic. That's why.
Oh, Jesus, man.
He's schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. Yes, he is.
Schizophrenic.
Oh,
but you know when he zapped me, you want him to zap me. You don't even want me to have me talk at all. You want to be controlled just because you can't take it.
Boy, I tell you that.
Get out of the kitchen. That's how it goes.
Well, you on a whipper and shoot by yourself, man. You on a world tour by yourself.
I am. That's why I'm amazed. You got to go all through it to find your way out, and you can't never find your way out. That means you're lost, right?
Cut across, ass one.
All I
got
to say.
Go ahead.
Okay. Right. Can I ask you a question?
Damn. what question do you have, Ebony?
Yes, Ebony.
My question was, like, to the ladies, was, you know, like, what kind of behavior would make you ever file for sexual harassment?
No, good question. Yeah.
Very good question.
I wouldn't file for sexual harassment because I wouldn't have to. When I got through with them, they would be filing the
problem. No, stop it.
I don't
know.
We're not talking about killing motherfuckers.
He wouldn't
ask none of that.
Oh, Maze, he wouldn't.
Come on.
Did you hear the question?
Come on now. That was a serious
question,
Maze.
She said ladies, not men. Unless you're a woman, don't speak.
I mean, but
it's this lady's turn to speak, not you, country boy.
This is a free for all, but hey, Jesus.
Okay.
Well, you know what? And that has happened to me, but I'll let them know real quick. Don't go there. Don't ever go there again, or I would be going to HR. And so I didn't have any more problems.
So let me ask a serious question.
I let them go. I let them go. It was ridiculous. Kind of sad, really. They
Let me ask not just the lady, but to, let's say, women in general, because Emmy brought up was very important. But the thing is, nobody's specifying what would be sexual harassment. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you compliment a woman, that is not considered sexual harassment. I took a look at the law.
Because it appears you might think it's a compliment. She might think it's absolutely
unwarranted. It's sexual harassment.
Right.
Now, I took a look at the at some writing. It may have been the law itself, or it may have been a company's interpretation of the law. But giving
Joe,
a woman a compliment
before you go
is
there,
not by...
Joe, before you go there, I'm just cut you short now. It's the way it's perceived by the person that's claiming to be sexually harassed.
That's
right.
That's what I'm getting to. If it's a compliment,
I don't care
even
what
if
the,
she perceives
Joe,
it.
Joe, I don't care what the law says. I'm telling
and
you
we,
what they going to tell
nah.
you.
And we
okay.
today?
Yeah,
we
over
be
a period
men.
Of time, repeatedly, yeah, but not the first time. Maybe not even the second time. If you're giving a woman a compliment and it has nothing to do with the way that she looked in being a provocative way.
Joe?
No,
I
read it.
Okay, you read it. Oh, wow.
How do you get your information?
I've been through it. I can tell you. I've been through it.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to hear that bullshit.
All right.
They ain't trying to hear that.
Well, no. Was that in the military?
No, it wasn't.
What?
It wasn't? All right.
No.
So, Mr. Talk, you see how the white boy gonna push the envelope, huh? I didn't really sexually harass her. I just asked her 10 times.
Well, see, that's different. You know, I mean, let me explain it
don't
to
you. Don't jump on the mascot.
Look, let me say, I had a female boss, right?
Right.
And she had on a blouse. I mean, this was a nice blouse. So, you know, I just stuck my head in the office and said, "Oh, that's a very nice. I really like that blouse." And she looked at me and said, "Don't say that." She said, "Watch it." And I'm looking at her like, "Watch what?" She said, "What you just said?" I said, "But I really do like the blouse." You know, so it ain't got nothing to do with what...
Oh, wait a minute, Eric. That's an experience where the girl told you, but it's not sexual harassment. It means you're taking it to HR.
No. Well,
yeah,
okay.
It does. Yeah.
All right, you take it to HR.
Okay. Okay, Joe, listen.
Look, that warning right there was telling me, don't do that again.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
right.
But that doesn't mean she was
she felt that I was sexually harassing her because she thought I was talking about her breath.
You know what she was doing? You may be right in that she may have been legitimately trying to tell you don't because of sexual harassment, or it could be a woman trying to take advantage of a law making you think it's sexual harassment.
I'm going to make it real simple right now.
I have a friend who's a partner in a law firm, and he does employment law for years. He says he stopped giving women compliments on their appearance, on what they're wearing. It's just a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Now they got me. Mm-hmm. Got a problem both ways.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Check this out. Do they have a problem both ways?
No,
oh,
they do.
Yeah.
This is about to be sexual harassment. So, Lady, was I right about those 36 double D's or what?
No, you're not.
There you go again.
Like,
talking
on
the phone.
You're harassing me. Stop.
Huh? She's going bye-bye.
I'm telling you to stop right now. I'm not interested in that form of conversation.
Yeah, right, lady.
So I asked a question. Can it be harassment both ways now?
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you have the gay man and the woman, could they be sexual harassing men too?
You brought up
Joe?
A good.
Can you answer that question?
When you're finished, I'll.
Yeah, ask Joe.
Okay, here's an example of what a friend of mine told me. Now I don't remember if she was involved in it or not. But what happened was this: a woman was walking down the hallway of the corporation. She's walking down in the direction of the reception area. So she sees a man comes in through the doors, sees the receptionist. Receptionist stands up and hugs the man. She filed a sexual harassment claim. Okay? Now, it turns out the guy was gay. So here we have an example of a guy is gay, so there's no sexual harassment of the receptionist, and the girl who filed the sexual harassment claim, she had nothing to do with the fucking thing, but because she felt uncomfortable, she filed for sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that absolutely does happen as well.
Yeah.
Your behavior is making other people uncomfortable.
Man, that horse is trying to get some money.
It is.
What about somebody ratting you out because they don't get the attention that others get?
Yeah, it could be that. It's a lot of jealousy too with women.
Because when I used to work, I would always compliment some women, but other women I didn't.
What do you mean you used to work? You said you had a job.
Well, I don't work no more. I'm
did you do 30 days and quit?
You sound like amazing. you have a very good knowledge of the law, lady. Tell me about yourself.
Lady, tell me I think about you at night too when you go to bed because he has nothing to look at or listen to that sound as nice as we do.
Really?
Because he had in the room with some girls that that's not used to talking
well,
to people.
Actually,
sound like
actually,
him.
Mr. Talk, he and my wife are friends on Facebook. He can attest
that
to my wife
good.
That they're beautiful. He can
you
attest
know, like
to my wife
that
they're beautiful.
You're a disrespectful
about
person
that.
To have a wife.
You're a liar.
Ask a woman about her breast size, and you're supposed to have a wife.
Well, hell, I can look at them if she bring them here, so shit. What's the difference? You know, I'm just saying.
You're no different than the people that you just talked about.
Well, I didn't say I was different or better than anybody. I'm just a person like you.
I didn't
like
say that. I said you're no different than the men that you just talked about.
I've said that.
And you're not a movie
on
TV.
Around.
This is
I don't
reality.
Sleep around. I don't sleep around, though. That's
if Miss Lady got on the plane to come to meet you, you'll be right there at the door when she stepped off the plane, if you could be. Because you told
that
in
no, I don't no. think he would be because he said she had double D's and a flat ass or something.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. Okay, so let's move on.
No, Ebony, you're
what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Let's move on.
Oh, now the sparks are going to fly.
Okay.
These people are silly.
We are, lady. We are very silly.
You're very silly.
That's true.
What are you calling me?
I'm calling you.
Lo is not interested in Miss Lady. He's just trying to be funny. So we just can ignore the comment.
It seems like you were trying to be funny as well, but that's kind of silly.
Actually,
I'm saying I'm repeating what he said because you're having a conversation about him.
Mace was implying,
Mace was implying that he was kind of coming on, and I was saying, well, I don't think he's coming on to anybody because it sounds like he was trying to insult somebody. So that's what I'm saying. So on that basis, move on and don't talk about it.
Ebony, when he said let's have a private conversation offline, meaning a private
you conversation, believe him?
This lady said she would meet him. He would go and meet her.
Really?
Well, I give Miss Lady. I don't know Miss Lady, but I give her a bit more respect than that. I don't think she'd be.
She wouldn't even consider meeting
someone like that. Okay.
How do you like that, right?
What the hell you mean like that?
You are biggest supporters, Ebony.
Someone who tries to disrespect you, why would you go meet that person?
Right.
No,
I'm not saying that you're a bad person. I'm just saying the way that you spoke to Miss Lady and the way that the comment that you made, there is no way she would meet you on Hell's Earth. So let's just get past it and let's talk about something else because this is getting boring now.
Yeah. Oh, it's just boring now.
Oh, yeah. You just talked your way out of that.
Okay, look. Yeah. We'll talk about something else. Hey, they done made a test tube burger.
You know how people like to personalize stuff on this show, and I'm not into personalizing. I have fun. But
yeah,
we
do
exactly.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
We finna talk about a test tube burger now.
A test tube burger?
Yes. A Dutch scientist who led a team that grew meat from the cattle stem from cattle stem cells. And they had some people in London that actually tested it.
They tasted it today.
Yeah.
It was on the TV that they tasted it, and some people said that actually it was okay. It didn't really have any particular taste as such. It didn't really taste like meat, and it did not taste like meat. So, do you know what? It's one of those things. It's like they're saying we're running out of food, and this might be the way forward if we can actually create burgers from stem cells. But I don't know that anybody in their right mind would actually start buying that kind of food. But I'm always conscious that when things come out publicly, they've already been happening. So
yeah.
I can be sure that those burgers have already been out on sale.
Yeah,
they've been out on the market.
Who's gonna know the difference when it's already packaged and
is this like
in the meat rack?
They're cloning for people to eat.
Yeah, the cloning.
Well, I'm going to tell you why it didn't have no flavor, because the blood wasn't in it.
That's what people say. But you know what? There's a lot of people who eat things like corn, and corn has no taste or nothing, but it can appear to look like meat. And there's other meat substitutes. Sure. There's so many out there that people do eat and do not question where it's coming from. So I would just say this is probably something else that's been added to the many things that are on the market, but they've publicly come out with it. But I reckon it's been around a while already. So, you know.
I agree.
You just got to be aware of what you're eating.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
But I've got a question for you guys. Are we in overtime?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so I've got a question, which I'm going to talk about tomorrow. But I wanted to see what you guys think very quickly. Have you ever met someone who you think is absolutely perfect, but you decide that you're going to dump them because they're too perfect?
Good question.
Oh my God.
That's what.
Wow. It does happen,
especially when
Wait, Goofy. Go ahead, Miss Lady. I heard you saying something on it. You know, you be coming in and out. So go.
I don't understand the question. I don't think there's anybody that's perfect. I don't get that.
I'll tell you an interesting conversation. I went in to get my nails done at the weekend. The lady who's doing my nails said, "I am dating someone. He's Spanish, and I met him in a bar. Didn't know who he was. Started talking to him. Worked out he was. He then told me he was a top lawyer in London, earning loads of money. He's single. He's 44 years old. I couldn't believe that he had no children, never has done." She goes, "I went to visit him. She said, first I Googled him. I checked him out as much as I could. I got people who know him to tell me about him. Everybody who I spoke to says he's a really great guy. He then invited me over to his house." She says, "We've been on like 3 or 4 dates. There's no sex yet. But he is so perfect, I'm going to dump him." And she was actually talking to me on Friday and saying, you know, convincing a couple of us who were waiting to have our nails that it was the right thing that she was doing, and like, sort of, "What do you guys think?" And we were like, "Why would you dump someone that's absolutely perfect?" And she said,
"Because
no one can be that perfect."
You know what it is? That's code for he's a little bit too nice for what I really want. That's what that is. That's basically what it is.
After 3 or 4 dates, you shouldn't be able
that
to determine
be,
what
Eric.
He is.
Yeah.
That could be.
I mean, what
3 or 4 dates. Like, if she dated him for a year and he's still the same person, that's a different, that's what she can say that he's.
No, but she's only dated this guy about 4 times. Usually it happens when you're a teenager and you're dating somebody who is.
A teenager?
Yeah, well, that's teenage, part of teenage angst. There are chicks who dump guys simply because they think the guys are too good for them.
He's too nice.
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
They might not be advanced enough for them, but yeah. when you're a teenager.
Advanced?
Look at your fast ass.
Here you go again, Lo. Didn't I tell you to step out when I'm talking to
you? Did you say that she may be too advanced for him? Why? I said she might be too advanced for him.
The reason why
That's
she don't
what I'm
want
saying. Why? Wait a minute, Mason. Why is it that all guys have to be placed below the woman?
The same reason that all men and women have to be placed below the guys.
Nobody said that.
You don't have to say it. You say it every day when you talk.
No, we don't.
Oh, please, mascot. You don't have a woman, so you don't have to keep it.
We should just call it
that. Oh. Oh, my God.
Proper token name of Calvin. Okay.
I call him that all the time.
Calvin.
You just heard it.
Mascot. And she been wanting to call you that because it came out too fast.
Oh, that was good, though. It was good timing.
You know how my first time calling you that? And not listening.
I can't believe you said that.
I can't believe she called you by the mascot.
I called Joe that all the time.
No, you never. That's the first time I've heard you call me that.
Go back into the archives and see when I called you mascot all the time, Joe. That's
I haven't heard you call me that.
Who was not
amazing.
Listening?
Really?
Well, all right. I haven't heard it, but you must be thinking about it.
I called you that last
week. Libido. No, that's Ebony's thing. Don't take that away from me.
Oh, Lord. Wow. Boy, I tell you.
Back on the topic though, Ebony, I will say this. In my early 20s, I won't lie, I was dragging.
That was a long time ago.
And I met a girl, met a young lady. She was wonderful. She was a very wonderful person. And I won't lie, she was too nice for me. But being that I was a chick, I liked her a lot. I liked her a lot because of her personality. And I was used to dealing with her that was just like myself. And there was no way I would turn that lady away because of her personality. But all in all, I can't understand the thought of even considering letting somebody that's too good to be true go because you don't consider yourself that good of a person. You know, whoever this lady is that you were talking to, she has her standards a little low for herself, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, are we finished?
She's probably happy that you kept walking, too, because she's a blessed lady today because of what you did or she did.
What are you talking about, Mace?
The person that you were talking about when you were in your 20s.
Doesn't know.
Exactly.
Exactly. She's probably happy that she walked away.
Wow.
Well, in any case,
wow.
The thing is that Lo hit the thing. Especially when you're a teenager, because, you can get in conversation with people like this, and especially women will say, well, he was just like too good. I mean, he's too good to be true or just too good.
Yeah.
I'm sure a man feel the exact same way, but usually it's when you're a teenager.
But if you ever get that too good to be true thing, you'll be her brother or her friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're going. Yeah, because
it's what they're
afraid of, that they're so good
to be
true that they're not going to take you on the same level. You're going to just end up being their friend, so they drop you before you drop them. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll drop you and get your best friend, Dracula.
Is she still your friend, though?
Yeah.
What's that?
Today, wow. Still your friend?
I haven't spoken to her in years.
That's good. That's what I mean.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I know
she didn't miss out on nothing.
She's still single, and she missed me. So
right. You sound like you miss her. You're talking about her.
You worried about the wrong shit, not me.
Oh, my God.
All right. You know what?
Get back to the question.
The question was really just to find out how you guys feel about it, because it's my topic tomorrow night, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. But it was interesting because someone actually said that to me, actually, Elle, I think you're too perfect. But it was interesting hearing this woman say sort of a few days later, but in a completely different way, because she wasn't just saying this guy is too perfect. She was actually saying, I'm going to dump him because he's too perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the really hard thing to hear.
She's going to dump him because he never attacked her and had to do. He never attacked her. Well, he might be too perfect. He might be something else.
Him before he got
he
rid
might,
of
yeah,
her.
He might
that's
be a punk. You're right. He might be a punk. You're
yeah.
right.
Oh Lord.
You know, that's what Maze was. That's what she was alluding to. He might be something
yeah.
else.
Maze
yeah,
doesn't
he
know
might
what
be
she's
a
talking
punk.
About though. So.
I do know
but
what I'm talking about.
She's dumping him though.
Goat man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she said she's
going to
dump him.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's apparently
that
it's not his decision
is,
then.
That's the thing. That's why it's a good topic, because you have to be insecure. If you find somebody that you think is exactly what you want, then you're going to say to yourself, well, I can't be with him or her because she or he is too perfect. That means you've got insecurities.
You got some skeletons.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they need a woman on their shoulder to make it look like what it's not.
Sometimes they need a woman that
they
show to make it look like
what
it's not.
He's 45 years old and he's never been married and doesn't have any kids.
To the question,
Maze. I'm going around the maze again.
No, it's not going around the maze. Hell, she said he's just a punk that need a woman on his shoulder to make it look like he's not a punk.
Because she's only known him for 3 weeks. It's not like she's known him for a year.
Yeah.
But she's the one, and if I'm not mistaken, she's the one who says she's thinking about dumping him, right?
Right.
Because
he's
perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe
as I said before, that has nothing to do with him. That's her.
That's right.
Talk. Yeah. If you took a woman out three times and you never tried to kiss her or anything, she said he's too perfect because he didn't even put his hand on her.
Wait a minute. You're interjecting something now, which wasn't even brought up.
Maze, let me tell you something. I've done that, and ain't nothing gay about me at all.
You're not even happy?
Oh my God.
Well, your cousin said that doesn't have nothing to do with that.
Well, let me ask a question then. My question then is, and every man on here can agree, ladies, why is it that if you get a man, he goes to work, and he comes home. He doesn't have any friends that he hangs out with exclusively. He goes to work, and he comes home. He loves you. He pays bills and everything. Why does he get boring to you? But on the flip side, if you have the guy that you have to go looking for, maybe he's throwing a baby out there in the street somewhere, and, you know, every now and then, he goes out and stays out all night long. You will love that guy till the cows come home. I mean, every guy knows exactly what I'm talking about. Women, you wouldn't understand because the guy that you want is the guy that...
No, I do understand it. I do because I had a conversation with a girlfriend today who's married, very newly married. And she said, well, her guy always wants to stay at home with her. Always wants to stay at home. Let's have nights in. He doesn't want to go out and party. And, in fact, I saw him. I went to a party at the weekend, and he was at the party with her. She invited me. And when I saw him, he didn't look happy. And I said, she called me today, and she said, did you notice he wasn't happy? And I said, yeah, I did. What's wrong? You guys were out. She said, well, I wanted to go out. But he doesn't like the party scene. He didn't want to go out. And I actually forced him to go out, and or because he knew I was going out, he came, but he reluctantly came. And she said, can someone be that boring that someone just wants to stay in all the time? And I said to her, well, you know what? Not everybody is a party person, and he doesn't have to be a martyr and go everywhere with you. You know, or go to places with you that he doesn't like. So know that you're both different, but you've got to talk about that. So you've got to have some agreements where you reassure him that you can go out and do things outside of that unit and it not be a threat to it. Because maybe he will be happy for you to go out and do some things that he doesn't like doing on your own. But he has to feel comfortable and he has to feel that he can trust you to let that happen. But at the same time, you shouldn't regard him as boring just because he doesn't want to do what you do. You know, you do what you do because that's what the life you live. Doesn't mean that he has to share that. Doesn't make him bad because he doesn't want to share it either. You just need to come to a compromise where you both get to live the life you want and it doesn't threaten the unit that you have.
And Miss Low.
Okay.
So why would you think a man would have to go out and hang out with his friends, be gone 2 or 3 days and come back home? Why would a woman have to put up with something like that?
You know women personally that have put up with like that. You know women personally
that
have.
Put up with that.
Exactly. And you
something
know
wrong with
personally.
Why does anyone have to put up with that?
We're not saying that anyone should have to. We are agreeing that it has happened, and it does happen.
Yeah, on both
sides. So what do you think of a man that would do a woman like that? What do you think of
him? You think about a woman that would do a man like that?
I'm asking Lois.
I'm asking you, man.
I would think he's crazy, too.
And the lady still hasn't answered the question.
What?
The one that Lola posed to her about, what do you think about a man who is, why do women rather choose a man who is unavailable as opposed to a man that they already have? The man wants to be with her, is with her a lot of the time, and she finds the man boring but wants somebody else who's emotionally unavailable, which has been one of the premises of my talks about relationships for God knows how fucking long.
You don't know that.
Joe, that's true. That's true, Joe. That's true.
We've jumped on that.
Well, it's part of our programming, you see. So when you practice something for long enough, it becomes a part of a program for your life. So if you've had relationships where men have been unavailable and you've always chased that man or whatever to get him, you know, fought with him to try and stop that behavior that happens that you're talking about, then, you know, when you meet a man and he actually is the perfect guy in the sense that he is behaving in a way that you, something that you fought against or allegedly fought against, and I say allegedly fought against because even when you're fighting against it, there is some acceptance in a way that that's the way men are, right? So in your mind, you start to think that's the way men are. So when you meet a man that is completely against that and now he is behaving like the ideal that women have in their head, he's going to work and he's coming home, it becomes unacceptable because there's no drama.
Boy, you walked right into Joe's hands on that one.
Oh, boy.
What the woman needs to do and the man needs to do is to work to undo the drama mentality that they have. So sometimes, you know, it's the fact that we are so connected to drama. So, for example, you know, if you're talking to someone or dating someone for the first time and it's going really well, do you not notice that after maybe a couple of months or so, somebody wants to have a fight? Why do they want to have a fight with you? And you think, oh, it's going really well. Why would we need to fight? Well, you need to fight. And the reason why people even create a fight is because they are so addicted to drama that they can't even help themselves. That after a while it becomes like there is something missing, right? So you'll hear someone say, there's something missing in this relationship. It's not normal. Normal people fight. Normal people argue. Normal people fall out. And so in order to create that normality that they've become addicted to, which is drama, they will make it happen. They'll find a way to get under your skin. They'll find a way to piss you off. They'll do something that will draw your attention so that you become part of that program that they've already had in their head, the program they can't get rid of.
But let's be more specific.
Okay.
Wait, Joe, because
34 minutes in now, and we ain't going to go too much further because I got a gym appointment.
Yeah.
But you know what? This will feed right into tomorrow's show, being single in the age of technology. So this will feed right into that.
Yeah, so that's the topic for tomorrow's show. So we about to get up out of here.
Tell you what, I couldn't be single today though. Not with all this technology.
Okay, I say it tomorrow. I say it tomorrow.
Because
you know y'all.
I knew Motor Mouth was going to say something. That's why I said it.
You still got it in
you. I paid it in. See that?
All right.
You
know,
so
I mean,
no
fans, too.
What about you
being
married and single at the same time?
Now,
that's what you wanted because you were a country boy. Not.
What that other buzzer that's floating around?
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, since Eric, they got so much to say, we're going to start with Maze. Go ahead, Maze, your final words.
You can't be single and married at the same time and think you can get away with it. Not today with technology, Mr. Lowe. So you can forget that. And you keep on walking around, you're going to get caught anyway.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And I'm sure you'll be here tomorrow for the show.
I might and I might not.
Oh, my God.
That's a definite maybe, Maze.
I know, right?
Exactly.
Well.
I'm
right.
Amazed.
Thank
so
you, Maze.
It's amazing. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thanks for coming, man.
Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, take that spaceship and come back to Earth, please. All right? All right, Lowe, your turn.
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. I enjoyed today, bro. This is great. And, hey, tell Big Chris to bring his ass on back.
Oh, well, he was listening earlier. I guess he had something to do.
I know.
But all right.
I know.
All right, man. See you tomorrow. Lord. All right. Oh, Lord. Miss Ebony, it's on you.
Oh, okay. I just want to say great show. I think it'd be great to hear the conversation about technology tomorrow. And then you guys can come over and tell me how perfect you are and why someone should date you, especially Goofy. Because I think he's kind of perfect for somebody anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So those are my final words. Those are my final words.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good one.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Well,
bye.
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 All right, Joe.
All right. Yeah, it was enjoyable today. And I'll be looking forward to the show tomorrow. I'll also be looking forward to Maze's answer. She did not give an answer to Lowe's question. I don't know if she left, but Ebony stepped in for that. But I would like to hear a lady's answer. So, to finally dovetail into something when the show starts tomorrow into that particular topic would be good. So, everybody have a good one. Bye-bye. Man, a few words.
All right.
Ciao.
All right, sir. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
And be on time.
Hey!
All right, Mr. Knowledge, last but not least.
Hey, great show as always, Mr. Talk. It was a lot of fun, especially in the end. A lot of laughter. Enjoyed myself. See you tomorrow.
All right, sir. And stay away from that bottle. All right.
Never that.
Never that. Okay. All right, sir. Have a good one.
All right.
All right. Oh, man. Once again, a wonderful show here on Let's Talk. I want to thank all the callers, Knowledge, Joe, Maze, Ebony, Lowe, Miss Lady, Goofy. I hate that Goofy fell out. Oh, man. And everybody else on the switchboard, thank y'all for joining us today. The chat room, of course, we had Benny, Migraine, Knowledge again, No Show 98, better known. What was the real name? Shell Bell. Yeah. Thank you for joining. First time listener. Let's see, anybody else, all the guests out there, and everybody else who out there listening on whatever device you listen on, thank you for supporting the show, because you make the show what it is. I want to say, wow, it's Monday, man. It's Soapbox Monday, and for real, like I always say, we never know what we're going to talk about. I may start one way, and we always end up somewhere, but the good thing about it is we find the ability to laugh and crack jokes, but we're serious at the same time, so that makes it a lot of fun. It really does. What do I have to say after the show like this? Really is everybody makes the world go round, okay? Sexual harassment is one of those things that there's a fine line. There really is. You know, if you think it's wrong, don't do it. Okay? It's just that simple. Whether you may have good intentions, the other person that may be receiving
your comments may not think it's a good thing. So if by any chance you think that it may cross the line just a little bit, keep it to yourself. That way you save yourself a whole lot of pain and trouble in the long run. And that's for sure. Okay? Well, tomorrow's show is Being Single in the Age of Technology. That should be a good one also, I'm telling you. Because it's going to take some research, but I'm sure we're going to have some giddy up tomorrow. All right. Well, y'all, that's about it. Just remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. I'm going to go out of here today with the Monday Mix. Hope y'all enjoy it. Until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, and 12 Pacific. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here. Like a quick, folks get